we're back. Don't have a... Oh, we got a half hour yet. Yeah. A couple of things you missed yesterday, but like at the end, there were... First, a young guy goes up there and he dropped a couple of four-letter words, but nothing, you know, major. He goes, you know, I've just been sitting through this, you know what? And he's like, Eddie swore a couple times and they were just like this. And he goes, okay, that's all I got. And he gets up. And I went over to this one gal that raised the roof, you know, she just targeted everything. She was perfect at it, right? And I said, well, you know, activism start, it's got to start somewhere. And he just started right there.
Right.
But, you know, the last guy that went up is a friend of mine, too. And he was just shaking, you know. And I work at the schools and you're making us go to work and people aren't getting any. I mean, he was yelling, right? And Dewey starts going, hey, are you going to talk about the maps? And I'm like, everything's about the maps. Everything we talk about. You know, I get away with stuff that, hey, you open the floor, man. It's the last guy. You're cutting him off. He goes, I got a minute left, you know, and then he's going, get out of here.
Well, it's good for them to hear.
Yes, it
they
is.
They got to hear this stuff.
And you know what? The guy was angry.
Right.
Right?
As we should be.
Well,
we're talking about the redistricting hearing yesterday where one citizen after another came up to the mic and told these Republicans that we're not going to stand for these rigged maps anymore.
There were people that said, I've never been a Democrat. I'm an independent. The guy that said, I've never been a Democrat, obviously, you know, he talked about voting Republican. But he was calling us all friends and stuff, and he was funny. I mean, that's the best part about this is you get some people up there, and that's a diverse array of different subjects and responses to these guys. And so when they cut off this one young guy, a student that was, you know, just lighting it up, oh, your time's up. Any questions? Oh, yeah. Then the Democrats ask a question, and then he gets to talk again, and then they ask another question, a follow-up. There's nothing Dewey can do about it,
right?
God, does he look funny. He looks like a pencil with, like, ears on it.
That's Dewey Strobel, who was the chair of the committee hearing yesterday that Michael and I were at and having fun testifying.
A lot of people there. And, you know, and we got to go back to what Dick said, because, you know, this... Judge reminded me, like, watching Mississippi burning. But I'll suspend these sentences, right? So that the people that Rittenhouse murdered in the middle of the street is not the victim, okay? And this judge says, well, you can't call these guys that he killed victims, right? That's just too jaded, right? But you can, as the defense team, point out that they're rioters, looters, and arsonists, even though I'm... almost 100% sure they never participated in any of that and were never accused of that. And they're not the ones on trial here. Here we go again. Turning it around. Just like when guys decide to go out and murder somebody that's black. And my dad's a former judge. And we're going to get out of this. And then you go to a different state and some guy pulls his gun on you and he goes to jail. And Zimmerman and the Rittenhouses are free. Right? He's free this whole time. Yeah, it's pretty disgusting. So... this judge, and I forgot his name again because I, you know, but he was appointed by Governor Earl back in 83 or something. He's put 40 years in, whatever. He's a Proud Boy judge. That's what he is. He's a white supremacist judge. I listen to that guy. He's like, but I'm going to suspend these sentences because he's rioters and looters. So, you know, Mr. Judge, I'm sorry I can't remember your name, but you're really not that important to remember, except for this. And... I'm going to find out where you live and peacefully protest you. That's what I'm going to do. When you guys do outlandish things like this, I've got the time. And I know some other people are hungry as well. And it's time to organize people and push back. You can't, we're obviously watching this hearing yesterday, we cannot just vote ourselves out of this. We're going to have to push and push and push to the point where, you know what? I swear to God, some of them leave when you press them too much. Hey, I noticed Andre Jacques wasn't there yesterday.
And I noticed that most of the Republicans, if not all, still didn't have masks on.
Right. Well, I pointed that out.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I was worried about having to sit in there for 6 hours.
Right.
So I was double masked, even though I've had my vaccines and booster. But, you know, they're sitting there. Their recklessness almost killed one of their own. And still they aren't wearing a mask. What are they proving there?
And I got to tell you, I don't think they care that much about him. That's the sad part about this. They make jokes about him because he's overweight and this and that.
They don't like him, you know, and he is far right on most issues. But, you know, he is good on one issue, and that is this usury, this amount of payday loan rates.
Yeah.
You know, he helped sponsor a bill that would reduce payday loan bills. So say what you want about Andre Jacques. He's good on this one bill, which actually does help poor people in Wisconsin.
Well, if we had more opportunities to speak as the public and oppose this stuff, I think we could turn them against Robin Voss. But we're going to have to do more to get to that point. We have to go after Robin Voss, and everybody does, man. I don't care if you got to call his office, go to his office, or listen to when I organize a bus to go to his house, or maybe his wife's house, or maybe one of those, you know, slumlord places he has in Whitewater. This guy is a complete scumbag, man. I mean, he's worse than Trump because he has a brain. Right?
Yeah, he's smarter than Trump. He knows the BS that Trump has been spilling out. He understands that there's a threat to democracy, probably even with these crazy right-wing authoritarians. I mean, he was making fun of Branchin for going to Arizona.
Yeah.
But then the
backfired
right
fired on
yeah,
him.
The righties in his caucus slapped him around.
Here,
for
have
that.
Some Branchin turd.
Yeah, and so he, you know, he jumps on a plane with Trump and smiles ridiculously for the selfie and. You know, ingratiates himself with the liar in chief.
Well, they're all doing it, right? Grassley came out, and, you know, all these guys that supposedly ethics and morals, good Christians, right?
No spine, no self-respect, no principles, no defense of democracy.
No heart and soul.
Just power.
And I swear to God, this is going to get fun for me. Because I've always known that this was coming, right?
Well, and activism is fun.
What's
not fun is sitting on your tail and just taking it.
Well, and on Facebook, there were people, you know, and I'm like, well, get your ass down here, you know. And they're like, well, I'm at work. And I go, and that's why I'm here. And, you know, there's some advantages to disability, right? If you guys are going to try and carve it, I might as well be up there fighting you the whole time. Because, you know, the rate of inflation and the pittance I get for all the years I put in that I didn't do high-wage jobs. The only highest wage job I had was, you know, making money that I didn't report. So, and it's been more than 7 years, so go dig it up if you want. I mean, I got skeletons in my closet. Friends of mine. It's only going to get worse unless we, you know, really step it up on these guys. But I think that's why I felt good yesterday, because if I do it, more people are going to do it.
Yeah, and there were so many people there. I mean, I saw Representative Deb Andraca in the hallway as we were lining up to get into the hearing room, and she was filming for a Facebook post she put up. There were hundreds of people in the hallway trying to register to get into that hearing to give these Republican legislators a piece of our minds about we won't stand for them rigging the maps again. And Representative Andraca has introduced a bill with Senator Smith to give us independent nonpartisan redistricting like they got in Iowa. They've had it in Iowa for 40 years.
Well, fortunately for me, there were a lot of people that, you know, you start at 9 o'clock, right? And there were people that stayed there the whole time. And then there's a lot of people out, you know, I got kids, whatever. I got to go back to work, this and that, and they leave. And that gets me a spot up closer, right? Ah, I was surprised I wasn't last, but I was damn near last, okay? And I don't mind. You guys want to put me last? It means you're going to have to listen to me because I'm not going home. I'll bring the bag of chips. I'll bring you guys some bagels, whatever, you know, some nonpartisan snacks.
What time did it end, Mark?
It was like a little before 5:30, I think.
So there were some people who were there from 8:30 to 5:30.
Oh, yeah.
That's a long day.
Yeah. I got there at 10, took my breaks here and there. That's the way you got to do it. I mean, you can't sit there. Well, you can. But this one woman got everybody to laugh. She goes, I haven't had a bathroom break since whatever she said, like 7:30. And so I'm going to keep this short. And they laughed and she goes, my husband calls me the camel. And so when you see these guys laugh at that, you're like, okay, so you got a sense of humor for this. Why not everything? What's wrong with you guys? Well, we know we've already covered the reasons why they do this. But the main reason is, you know, I really like this easy ass job I've got. And I put on most of the load on my staff.
Right.
And
they don't work many days either.
No, the staff does. I mean, for some Democrats, I mean, they're there Monday through Friday. And, you know,
Senator legislators don't have to be there.
No, no. It's like in D.C.'s worse. What do they call it? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday kind of thing. Oh, I'm so tired. I think I'll take my jet back to my home in whatever state.
And then the pensions they get. Don't get me started.
Oh, one term is all you got to put in, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad to think that, you know, that MTG and Matt Gaetz. And see, this is what I'm like. I agree with this. Like, we should go after those people and take away their pensions that they didn't earn. Do you think that day will ever happen, that the day of equality and equity, where, you know, we just finally get a Justice Department that says, nah, you know, enough of this privilege for people that are privileged, right?
Well, where is the Justice Department? That's what I'm wondering.
Oh,
you know, where
come
is Merrick
on.
Garland? You know, yeah. Is he ever going to indict Trump? I mean, Trump for subversion, for insurrection, for violating all these election laws? Those are illegal acts that he committed. And we're just going to say we're not going to prosecute a former president just because he's a former president. And we're not prosecuting him on minor offenses. This was the worst, biggest, most dangerous offense to our democracy anybody could commit, overturning the democracy itself. And still the attorney general's not doing jack.
Well, Ron Johnson, there's an update on that story. Ron Johnson is one of the senators putting a hold on confirming the U.S. District Attorney for D.C., which is the office that all of those cases from January 6th would go through. So Merrick Garland doesn't even have a guy on the ground for being able to go and take those actions in court to hold those accountable. So thanks a lot, Ron Johnson.
Well, I wasn't a fan when Obama chose him because I know he's too moderate for me, right? Too kind. This isn't a time to be nice, right? But it did bother me that he wasn't appointed to the Supreme Court, because then we wouldn't have a far right winger in his seat. But I feel we've got the same problem here with our attorney general. Man, I knew his mom. She was a fighter, right? I mean, she respected me and I respected her, right? I'm just this low level guy, and she looked at me as like somebody that had value in the effort that we're doing in this state, right?
But let me say a word in defense of Josh Call, because he put out a really good statement and spoke forcefully at a press conference against Gableman and that fishing expedition he's been conducting. So,
and I agree. And the same thing with the wolves. But you're like a month later than just average citizens and organizations that are fighting. Why are we ahead of you, man? We don't need to drag you. Oh, well, maybe we do. Maybe that's our job. Maybe as voters, since we're the boss, we should start dragging these people to reality, something. So I'm so glad to see that, you know, Native Americans are really having a huge impact on environmental issues and social issues. And if we can ever get all our different cultures to kind of like cross and intersect on all the issues, and I think it's coming. I really
do.
We'll be back.